Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about long COVID, and we're going to ask a couple of critical questions about long COVID because I have some new information to share on it, share with you on it. And we'll see where we go with that one. So long COVID, my friends, yeah, let's get to it. Hope you'll enjoy it. If you do, remember, hit the heart button. Appreciate that if you'll do that. Let me know you enjoy our content. And if you want to support our channel, then please consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below if you want to do that, or use DonorBox as others have done as well. Thank you so much, whichever way you go on this one. Okay, so let me just kick off this conversation in terms of COVID itself, because if you have long COVID, that means there has to have been COVID in the first place. So the question is, has there been such a thing as COVID? Well, at this point, I don't believe that there has been. I'm not saying people haven't become unwell. I'm not suggesting people haven't had symptoms of something. I'm not saying that. I'm just disputing the fact that SARS-CoV-2, the alleged SARS-CoV-2 thing even existed in the first place. And you may say, well, you're just a crank. How can you even say that? Well, I would just simply respond as, fine, show me the isolated virus. Show me that. Show me the purified, isolated virus. And of course, they can't. What they point to is a gene sequence provided to them by, China. So all the vaccines are based on that. But anyway, never mind that, David. You're a conspiracy theorist. We know that. So that brings me to the story I wanted to share, the information I want to share with you. And it's all about, it's entitled, Are Pockets of COVID in the Gut Causing Long-Term Symptoms? Yeah, you see, scientists, and remember, folks, remember, we have to trust the scientists. In the past couple of years, the scientists have excelled themselves. They've been honest with us. They've been truthful. They've been showing a graciousness towards humanity that touches my heart. And we know that we must follow the science, and we must listen to what the scientists say, right? Scientists are investigating whether the virus is hiding in your body, and that's contributing to the long COVID. All right. So let's see what Linda Geddes, the science correspondent over in The Guardian, and that's an oxymoron, says. She says, since the early days of the pandemic, it's become clear that some people shed genetic material. What? Some people shed genetic material? But from the virus? Yeah. Oh, no. That was a conspiracy theory, David. That was a conspiracy theory. Turns out it wasn't. They're actually writing about it. And apparently, it's been clear for some time that people have been shedding genetic material from the virus in their stools for months after catching the COVID. The findings were initially regarded as a curiosity, but there's mounting evidence to support the idea, the theory, that persistent pockets of coronavirus in the gut or elsewhere may be contributing to long COVID. That's big jumps there, big jumps, Linda. Let's see what she moves on to tell us. Well, she says earlier this month, a professor David Walt and colleagues at Harvard Medical School announced that they had detected SARS-CoV-2 proteins, most commonly the spike protein, in the blood of 65% of the long COVID patients they tested, up to 12 months after they first diagnosed. Right, I got it. Boom, hit the brakes. You detected the spike protein, in their blood in 65% of the people, did you? Yeah. 12 months after they had been first diagnosed. Yeah. I've got a question. How many of these 65% had been jabbed? Maybe once, twice, three times, some maybe four times. How many? Because, of course, this nonsense that's being pushed, by the way, is all about, we've detected the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. Is that the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein which the alleged vaccine mimics, and which billions of which are injected into you if you're foolish enough to take the jab? Is that the same thing? I think so. So, actually, isn't this really just saying, and it's damning, really, that the people with long COVID are wandering around with the spike protein from the vaccine in their body 12 months after they first had COVID and perhaps maybe, I don't know, even longer since they got their injections. Remember, first injections were given about, what is that, about 18 months ago now? So it's entirely possible that some people have this spike protein from the so-called vaccine stuck in them, and that that makes them unwell. In other words, and this is the drumroll moment, they are suffering from vaccine damage, vaccine-induced damage. And vaccine-induced damage is being wrapped up, repackaged, and sold to you as long COVID. And that does make logical sense, because we know there are many questions concerning the spike protein that is the core, at the very core of the experimental gene therapies, which they call vaccinations. So we know that. And we know that people have been encouraged to take multiple doses of this to allegedly protect them from the virus. But if these people have had the vaccines, and even though they've had them, of course, naturally, they've still caught the alleged virus, and now they're suffering from alleged long COVID, then it just seems to me that it would be very interesting to understand of these individuals where they are finding spike protein in them 12 months after they've caught COVID. Maybe it's not COVID that's hung around for 12 months. Maybe it's a spike protein in the vaccine that's been hanging around for 12 months or longer. Do you think that's a possibility? Because you see, if COVID isn't a thing, then you can't have long COVID. But vaccines exist. The vaccines are real, and vaccine damage is real. So I would prefer to focus on the reality-based community, not the these fantastical things about, oh yeah, little bits of the virus are really clever, and they hide around your bowel, or they hide in your gut, and just when you're not expecting it, boop, they jump out. I mean, this is complete fantasy stuff they're pushing out there. But it's a very good cover story to try and explain away the fact that, guess what? The experimental gene therapies are as every bit as dangerous as many people have now come to the conclusion. But if you've stuck with me through this, you will understand that from the beginning, we were sending out warning signals that these experimental gene therapies are not what they're being sold to people as. And the consequences, I mean, life has consequences, friends. Everything we do, every action has a reaction. We know that. And so if you roll up your sleeves sufficiently and take enough of this jab, then there is a possibility that that may have negative consequences for your well-being. And so for that basis, and that basis alone, I would suggest that long COVID doesn't exist, but vaccine damage most definitely does. Thanks so much for listening.